Hi, my name is Norm Seeley, and I'm a minister at Jubilee United Church in Toronto. And I have been reading and wondering and preaching professionally for, 30 years. So this is a daily podcast of me reading and then wondering out loud about Matthew's gospel. Music for this podcast is written, performed, and produced by Drew Winters, and for that I am truly grateful. And as long as I'm talking about gratitude, I also want you to know that I'm grateful that you're tuning in, that you're interested in wondering. I am truly convinced that Scripture is alive when we read it and wonder about it. It speaks to us anew every day. It challenges us, it provokes us, it thrills us, but only if we dare to wonder about it. So, Monday to Friday, you can listen to me read and wonder. I will sometimes challenge what's being said. I will often delight in what's being said. I will sometimes scratch my head and confess that I don't get it. I will occasionally lean into preaching, but I will try to stay away from that. What I'm hoping is that in my wondering, I might spark something in you that you might wonder. Even better, that you might share it with somebody else and together wonder. And you see, it's in that wondering together that we actually come to hear the Word of God. So that's my plan, to help you and to help myself hear the Word of God today. Now, I should tell you that what you're about to listen to is an audio version of a video recording that I made 2 weeks ago. There are videos of these. If you want to find them, you can search me out on YouTube, Norm Seeley. You can find me there, or you can go to the Jubilee United Church website, which is www.jubileeunited.ca. Or just listen to these and imagine that I look very, very wise. Thanks for joining me. Let's get on with the wondering. And today it's Matthew 12, verses 33 through 37. And really, we're picking up on yesterday's reading. In fact, I should have read this passage with yesterday's reading. They really do belong together. It's the continuation. But for some reason, I stopped. Not sure why. Didn't feel like re-recording. But now I'm actually, I'm kind of maybe glad I am. Because it's just, so it's Matthew 12, 33 to 37. This is Jesus speaking. And you'll recall that yesterday Jesus is accused of being in league with the devil, exercising demons with the power of demons, and he talks about a house divided, referring one to, like, the demon's house can't be divided if I'm against them, that's not good for them, but also then looking at the Pharisees and saying, I am the presence of God, right? The kingdom of God, here I am, and yet you would tie me up, you would divide our house. And as I hear it, goes so far as to say, like, you can sin, blaspheme, say what you want against me, do not deny the Holy Spirit. Do not fail to recognize God's work in the world. So then we pick that up. So let's just jump in and see where it goes. So Matthew 12, 33 to 37. Jesus says, either make the tree good and its fruits good, or make the tree bad and its fruits bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person brings good things out of a good treasure, and the evil person brings evil things out of an evil treasure. And so I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word you utter. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So that would have added a little gravity to yesterday, wouldn't it? but let's just get into that gravity there. Couple things that sometimes people sort of need to hear, and maybe you don't, but you never know who's listening. So when Jesus says, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned," justified means set right with God. Okay, just to be clear what that is. Justified is to be set right with God. And so we're hearing that words matter. that what we say actually matters. And the Pharisees, of course, are speaking against Jesus, and they're not doing it based on evidence. They're doing it based on feeling and fear, and a little bit of anger and frustration. I mean, the crowd are suggesting Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is not running away from them, but answering their questions with scripture, and they're stuck because Jesus is going to upset the apple cart, and they frankly like the apple cart the way it is. And some of them for very good reasons, okay? I mean, it may be a crappy way to be, but it's better than it could be. The temple is there, their faith is there, Rome lets them have all of that. But if there's trouble in Judea, if there's trouble in Jerusalem, what if Rome cracks down, shuts the temple down, breaks up their faith communities? They don't want that. So I have a little bit of sympathy for them and for their fear. I get that. As a person of faith, as just a person, when I get things figured out and things are going, though rarely are they perfect, but going like, this is actually not bad. Could be a whole lot worse. And then someone comes along who's going to make it maybe a whole lot worse. No. Yeah, but could be better. I don't know, but better the devil you know. So I have some sympathy for them, but they know that they're talking rot. They know they are. And I'll be honest, I get that sometimes too, because I have been known to say things that I just knew weren't right. But in the heat of the moment, in a minute of pique, or in a desire to move somebody over to what I thought was the right thing, so we'll call that manipulation, shall we? I have said something or things that I knew weren't exactly right. And so I have a little understanding of where the Pharisees are coming from. And Jesus is going like, this matters, guys. I mean, this matters. You suggest that I am doing good works, but I'm a bad person doing good works. But that isn't a real thing. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. So either I'm a good person doing good things, or I'm a bad person doing bad things. But let's look at the things, and the things that I'm doing are good. The things that I'm doing are not bad things, therefore I'm not bad, I must be good. But what are you doing? You look good, the community thinks of you as good, you tell people you are good, and yet you are knowingly casting aspersions on me. You are knowingly driving people away from me. You're a little bit afraid that I represent the kingdom of God, and you are pushing people away from the kingdom of God. So either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. Well, your fruit is bad, which I guess makes you part of a bad tree. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what is in you will come out of your mouth. The good person brings good things out of a good treasure inside. The evil person brings evil things out of an evil treasure. You know, popular saying these days, at least I've been hearing it for a long time, it's, you know, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them. And we're not saying when someone says, hi, I'm a good person. It's when you hear what people say. Yeah, those words are coming. Their heart and their words are connected. And I want to turn this into an Oprah moment. But, you know, in this last year and a half with COVID and pandemic and different struggles and times, I will often hear myself getting really angry at me. I'll make a mistake and I will just say things to me that I would never say to another human being. And I'm kind of smirking as I say it, and yet I have to wonder if I can be that angry at myself, what's going on inside of me. I don't think that means that I am made of evil things and must always be evil, but I do recognize that my anger, and when it comes out in my sarcastic words spoken to myself, is telling me something about what's going on inside. So maybe it's time to examine what's going on inside and to breathe and to think and to love myself and change my language. That's my personal piece. when I do that with the world, the same thing happens, though. You know, when certain people pop up on my television screen and my first thing is anger. Haven't even heard what they've said yet. I'm angry at them. Yeah, I know. But it's that person. Of course, we're all angry about that person. Yeah, but what comes out of my mouth, even if only a couple of people hear it, also indicates what's in my heart. And it's time to breathe about that and think about that just a little. I'm stealing from a memory of Tex Sample, Arizona preacher, really great storyteller, and I'm not getting it quite right, but I remember him talking about, I think it was his father, I don't want to cast aspersions, but it was somebody in his family who was racist, essentially, and watching Jesse Jackson on TV said something to the effect of, like, I would just wish somebody would kill him. And Tex looking at his father saying, you know what? Or this person, don't want to cast aspersions, saying, you're absolutely right. You know what? Let's get on our knees right now and let's pray to God that somebody kills him. Well, no, I didn't mean that. I was just saying. Yeah. What comes out of our mouths indicates what goes on in our hearts. That doesn't mean it can't be fixed, but we should listen to ourselves speak. And Tex called this person on what they were saying. And they backtracked. And I'd like to think repented, to use that word, meaning they turned, they changed. And I think that's what Matthew is giving us here. That's what Jesus is offering the Pharisees. It's like, listen to what you're saying. Think about what you're doing. The ends justify the means is not a valid argument. If you are lying, if you are manipulating, that speaks of what's going on in your heart. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. And now I can use that to look at people, but I can also use it to look at myself. And Jesus reminds all of us, that actually what we say matters. I'm sure that I'm not alone in this. Social media certainly helped create these connections, but, you know, I listen to the words of people that I went to school with, you know, 40 and 50 years ago. I listen to people that I worked with 20 years ago, and they will remember something somebody said, and it hurt them. Recently, someone in one of my social media groups did a thing, you know, what did a high school teacher say to you that just devastated you and sticks with you to this day? And oh my goodness, just filled up. The time the science teacher said this, the time the did that, mate laughed at me, said, and they carry that with them. And I'm not letting myself off the hook. I have no doubt that I have said foolishly said things about people or to people in the past that have stuck with them and hurt them. And I'm just talking, right? Come on. I didn't mean it. Right, that's the one we fall back on, right? Like, oh, yeah, I didn't mean it. I remember when my kids were young, they would say, yeah, I said I was sorry. So, yeah, that's not enough. That's not quite enough, because your words actually matter. And so you can listen to your words and you can look at changing your heart, but you can hear other people's words too. And you can realize that as much as they may be claiming to be on your side, their words continue to hurt you, and so no, they're not really. So you can call them out on that, or you can walk away from them. But you trust when people say things, and I was just talking. I didn't really mean it. Well, either the tree is good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. We have the power to change that, but we also have to be responsible for it. And by the way, I know there are things that I have said to people in the past that stayed with them and encouraged them and uplifted them. So it's not all bad, right? Our words matter. Sometimes we just throw them off like they don't, but Jesus is telling us that they do. I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word you utter. And by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. But you know what I like about that? That gets me on that one, that makes me really think?
every careless word you utter. There are things that I have said intentionally, or you may have said intentionally, and we were wrong. Okay. We've learned better. We're wrong. That's a thing you can apologize for. But it's the careless ones, the ones where we're not even thinking about it. We're just saying it because we're panicking. We're just saying it because we don't really care. We're trying to be witty. Whatever it is, those are the ones that Jesus seems to be pointing out. It's the careless word. Jesus is not demanding perfection, but demanding that we care about what we say. Because what we say will indicate to people what we're going to do, and it does indicate what's going on inside of us. So that's what happens to me in this passage. So I'm just going to leave it there. It's a short one today because I should have done it yesterday, but I'm kind of glad because I need to think about it for myself a little bit today. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. Is that right? Can bad people do good things? Can good people do bad things? Well, I think that people can change. I don't think there's such a thing as an only good and only bad person. I'm in progress. I am occasionally a good person, and I am sometimes not as good as I could be. I am probably even bad sometimes, but I can change that. Some of the way I'm going to change that is by listening to what I say to myself and to others and wonder what it's saying about what's actually going on inside of me, my head, my heart, me. I think it's what Jesus recommends. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now, but invite you with prayer. So let us pray. Loving God, let us take ourselves more seriously. Let us consider the words that we speak and not just throw things aside as if they don't matter. Our words matter. And God, let us listen carefully to what we say, that we might understand what's going on inside, and that we might attend to ourselves and our relationship with you. God, let us not be afraid to fall short, but to share that with you. Let us not be reluctant to love ourselves and love the world around us, knowing that we do not love alone. We love with you. God, let us spend some time in wonder today, wondering about Jesus' words and wondering how they speak to us in this moment. We pray through the Holy Spirit and in Jesus' name. Amen. That's enough of me today. It wasn't quite as much wondering as I normally do, but this passage just sort of spoke to me in the moment. So I hope it speaks to you, and I hope that there's something in it for you, and I do hope you do some wondering today. But until I see you again, God bless. And you know what it means, right? God sees you. God values you. God moves through you. And no, we're never always good or bad, but know that as your fruit is good, so is your tree. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.